Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr.
And I'm Bonna Pfeiffer.
You're listening to the midweek version of the Fiber Talk podcast for twice weekly for people who use needle and thread to make really cool stuff.
Yeah.
So, all right, this is going to be a very different show because we're going to talk about the Nashville market that is coming up this weekend that I'm going to. So what we've done,
lucky.
Number one, Vanna has questions about how it all functions anyway, so I'll answer those the best I can. But then what we've done is, well, Vanna did the work. I just kind of freeloaded. We've put together a slideshow of designs that we find interesting, that are going new designs for the show. So when you're listening to this, you're going to want to either while you're listening or after the fact, go to wetalkfiber.com and watch the slideshow as we go through. And there's 52 photos. We'll never get to all those. But anyway, so we have a collection of 11 designers that we wanted to talk about and the new designs that they have. So we're just going to kind of make our way through this slideshow and just talk about them. But you'll want to go and look at those. And I didn't label each design, but most of them you can tell what they are. It's not too tough. And so it's just a way of here's some of the designs and the designers that we found interesting and wanted to talk about that are introducing new things at the show. And they're only a very small portion of the number of people who are offering new things at the show. And then this weekend when I go to Nashville, then I'll be going around and doing videos to show up close and get comments with these designers like I did last year of the various designs. And I'll do as many as I can. And then I'm also going to try and do at least a handful of audio podcasts with people, maybe some store owners and others, to just talk about the hobby and the business and so on and so forth. So my goal is to have at the end of the show either posted or about to post a whole bunch of videos and audio podcasts about the show to give you as much as I can in the time allotted, as much flavor of what's being introduced and what people are doing primarily for this show, the cross stitch hobby. That'll all be showing up next week and probably the week after too, because, time. So That's what we're going to do this Wednesday here. This show is we're just going to talk about some of these designs and just try to give you a flavor anyway. So this show, regular hobbyists can't go to it. This is a show where designers, it's held in the Embassy Suites outside of Nashville. And what they do is these designers will rent a suite. So Embassy Suites obviously is a suite. So they'll rent a suite. And I don't even think most of them stay in those suites. I think they have another room elsewhere because they set up a store in the front of the suite, and some of them even spill into the bedroom part of the Embassy Suite. But and it's so much fun to see how they each design their store to present what they have to offer. And that to me, that's as much fun as seeing the designs.
I would imagine.
Yeah, because, I mean, they're creative people, so they have creative ideas, and it isn't just cross-stitch designs. They have just creative ideas in general. So that's fun to watch. And some just have boards, standard science fair boards, but a lot of them really go all out, and it's fun to see that. So you have primarily cross-stitch designers. There are some needlepoint, and then there are people who do accessories. Like there'll be three or four thread companies, a couple of linen companies. There's at least one, if not two people who make Oort jars and other things, scissor holders out of wood. Oh, I love watching. I love looking at that stuff. So there's a mixture of others, but it's primarily cross stitch designs. So you get the new sampler people, and a lot of primitive designs and so on and so forth, and that it's a cash and carry store or cash and carry operation. So store owners, local needlework store owners, show up and they either have orders in hand and are picking stuff up, or they are shopping and buying. And they literally buy charts and take them with them. And the goal for the designers is to haul a bunch of stuff to the store show and take nothing home. And the goal for needlework store people is to come empty-handed and go home with cars full. And a lot of them do. A lot of them do. Kim Young at Sassy Jack's last year, I don't think she and her husband were very comfortable getting home because she had her car so full of stuff. You know, so, I mean, because a lot of them are buying for inventory that will carry them through into the year, but then many of them will go back and have an event. Here's what we bought at the Nashville store, mm-hmm. and a sale and so on and so forth. So it's a lot of fun on a lot of fronts. And I'm just there just kind of learning what's new and doing videos and podcasts, but that's basically what it is. And people take things home. And of course, the advantage for us as hobbyists is you go to your local needlework store and say, I've seen these designs, and I want, you know, order this and order that, so that they go to the show with orders. And a lot of these designers have already had pre-orders that I'm sure they're just shipping. I hope they're not hauling it to the store or to the show. I hope they're just shipping it. But you can order through your local needlework store any of these designs, and they'll go there and they can get them and bring them home, so that when they come back on Monday or Tuesday of next week, you can go to the store and pick up your order. And so that's kind of neat in its own right. So... it's how it works, basically.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
So are you driving or are you flying?
Driving.
Driving.
Yeah. Mark and I are driving because I've got a conference in Knoxville the following week for the paying job. So we're just making a trip out of it. And because I had to go to Knoxville anyway. Yeah. I was going to Nashville, had to go to Knoxville. So there's a 2-day blank space in between. So. That's what we're going to do. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So it worked out. Yep. Yep. A lot of driving, but that's okay.
That's all right.
Time for Marga and me to be together.
That's
Oh, wait. We're together all day, every day. Never mind. Never mind.
Oh, shoot.
So that's how it works. It's a pretty neat thing. Yeah.
You're going to have an awesome time. I know you had a good time last year too.
Yeah. 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 It's fun.
I would love to go. I would love to go someday. Someday I might be able to go, maybe.
Well, we could hope for that. Yeah. Yeah. You would enjoy it. Yeah. Cause I mean, for somebody like you, it's an absolute candy store. No doubt.
I'm certain. Yeah, I would. Yeah. I'm certain I'd have to probably, win the lottery before I went, but
I think, if my guess is that if Keith's a smart man, and we know that he is, that he would empty your purse before you left. It would be your plane ticket and your driver's license. And that, no, because, yeah, it would be just protection.
Nashville's only 4 hours away from me.
Right.
So I could just drive. I could almost walk down there, Gary. I'll start today, and I'll meet you down there on Saturday.
If we pass you, we'll pick you up, Bonna. That's how it'll be. That's how it'll be.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
So
I don't know what questions you had. I probably just answered them all, but,
I wanted to know if you were, you answered them all. And I wanted to know if you were driving or flying, why that was so important to me. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I figured you were probably driving, but I didn't know for sure.
Yep. We are driving. Yep. Yep. Just Marga and me just together. Like
that
every
would
day.
Be fun.
No,
it'll be great.
We have fun. Yeah, we do just fine. So there it is. There it is. It's just a cool event, and it's Needlework Retailer is the trade magazine that sponsors this thing. I mean, it's a magazine for store owners, because that's where all the new, they do a magazine, and they have a website, and so the new designs and new products is what they do, and then this is their big show, and yeah, it's pretty neat. I mean, and clearly a successful show, because last year I was late to the game, and the hotel was sold out, and this year I was not so late to the game, and the hotel was still sold out. So we stay in a hotel across the street, I think it is, or something like that.
And,
yeah, because the Embassy Suites is completely gone. I got a feeling, I'm pretty sure that the entire hotel, if not 90% of it, is taken over by this show. The first three floors last year, I think it was the first three or four floors, were completely taken up with designers, rent, you know, suites that were rented by designers. And then I don't know how many floors are above that, but the rest of it is either where designers are actually sleeping, or needlework store owners are going. And, you know, I mean, I saw needlework store owners with wagons. Walking around, you know, with wagons to hold all their stuff. And oh, and I know that some stores will have people go with them so that they can get more coverage, because sometimes there'll be rooms where people are standing in line to get into the room to buy stuff. So you know, if you're looking to buy a lot of stuff, you got to have two or three people, or you can't ever get it all done. There's not enough time, because it's Friday night, Saturday all day, and then Sunday most of the day. And so if you're looking to buy a lot of stuff, yeah, you probably got to have two or three people to be able to see all the things and make purchases. So, yeah. Fun thing.
Awesome.
Yep. All right. So let's look at these designs that you basically you picked out. So I think I chose one, maybe two.
Yeah, a couple. One, I think.
So, but... Yeah, I like all the ones you chose, so I'm with you. I'm with you, Vanna. I am with you.
Woohoo! Thank you.
Yeah, so let's start on the slideshow. So if you're listening to this, go to wetalkfiber.com, and there's a slideshow there that you can see what we're talking about. So the first one up is Kathy Barrick. Now, I did not know of Kathy Barrick until I saw her designs, and then I remembered you did these long skinny stockings. You did one of those last year or the year before.
That's what I won my grand champion.
That's what
Gary.
It was. That's what it was. Yes. Yes.
I won my grand champion with the primitive stocking, but I've done two of those stockings. And, the other one is the Quaker stocking. And I love those stockings. And I was just setting and going through my patterns the other day, and she has, I don't know how many, but seven or eight of these stocking designs out, you know, from years ago.
Yeah.
And I have all of them. And one of my great dreams is that I would have my whole mantle with those hanging with all of those stockings. And I don't know what made me think of it, but I went over there and started digging through my patterns, and I found them again. And then I happened to go on Facebook and I saw these two new stockings and that they were being released at Nashville Market. And I thought, is that not kismet or what? I don't know. So,
well, they're a very distinctive design. I really like them.
Yes. The whole shape of that stocking, in my personal thinking, way of thinking, the shape is what makes you want to look at it more. And then the shape draws you in. And then once you get to the stocking, you just can see all of the details and designs that she's put in. And that's in all of that whole line. Her whole line of those stockings are each and every one of them are like that. But the two that she has coming out at market is the embroideress stocking. So it's an embroidery lady on there, and it has a little verse. And then the mariner's stocking, which has a whale. And I'm a sucker for whales. I don't know why, But I'm a real sucker for whales. Both of them.
She lives in the heart of the Midwest, and she's a sucker for whales. Okay.
I just love whales. I don't know why, but both of those stockings are just gorgeous. And then, you know, for you all that are listening, go back out and look up Kathy Barrick. The other stockings were designed when she was a part of Carriage House Samplings was her design company. And a few years ago, she sold it to her sister, and now she's on her own again. But her original stocking designs are still available, and they're available through Carriage House Samplings. And there's a Virtuous Woman and a Sampler stocking and just several of them. But she is just a real, you ought to try to get her on the show sometime, Gary. You need to talk to her at Nashville because I think she's going. Kathy Barrick, she is just a really wonderful designer and very knowledgeable on samplers and reproduction samplers and Pennsylvania Dutch and fractors and all of that thing. So Kathy Barrick, my hat's off to her. Two more stockings. If I could have done a backflip, I would have done a backflip.
Well, of the two, the Mariner one is the one that appeals to me the most.
It's manly. I just was just pleased as punch to see that she was doing those stockings, because I just love those stockings, and it even made me pull out. She has one from her previous years called Pennsylvania. I think it's Pennsylvania Dutch. Uh-huh. Sampler stocking, and I have it kitted, and I think I even maybe have one or two motifs. I pulled it out the other day. That's my next one. I'm going to do that and get it done so that I can buy these other two patterns.
Ooh, self-discipline. Look at you.
That's right. Woo, boy, look at I'm you. Really working on it.
Man.
But anyway, so yeah, and then her other little, she has a couple others, but the one that caught my eye was the great big spool of floss. And it has a Quaker style or quilty square looking stars around it. And it says needlework. And it had a pair of scissors, I think, in primitive style, kind of primitive colors, almost like a woodblock carving looking type of design. So I like that one, too. So,
Mariner stocking for me. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
All right, now Janine McGowan, the blue flower.
Yeah, new designer.
Yeah.
She's new. This is her first time at market. I mean, she's very new.
Yeah.
Like really new, like newborn, and and she has her. I think the one that to me that this is how I got onto her trail. I was flipping through Instagram, and I was just flip, 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 flip. And I was like, whoa, breaks. I saw this bee with quilt designs around it. And I flipped so far, I had to go like really slow flipping back to try to find it on Instagram. And I found her, and I was like, what is this? Who is this? What do you mean the blue flower stitching? And so I started researching and found out that she is a new designer. She's kind of does a lot of, she's got some kind of connections with Acorn and Threads in Oregon, that shop. I think that was her local needlework shop, but I think she's moved or something since then. But anyways, the quilting bee, check that out on the slideshow. That is fabulous. And then as I went to her, the blue flower stitching, or it's the blueflower.com is her website. And she had squirrels in seasonal squirrels. So a spring, summer, and winter squirrel. And at the time we were deeply in winter, right after Christmas, and this little squirrel pulling the wagon with the Christmas acorn tree, that just really got me. And Ellie likes squirrels, and so I called Acorn and Threads and put a order in immediately for that. And that's how I found out that it wasn't going to be released until aftermarket.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Some nice designs. That the B is the one that stands out for me. Yep.
Yeah, that is a that is just a beautiful.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful composition, and the colors, the way her B looks, and then the colors in the quilt squares surrounding the B. It's just a that is just a it just had it just draws you in. It just that's the first one that I saw, and I was like, whoa, what is this? Nothing like it that I've seen before. Awesome, and for a new designer to have that quality, that high quality of design right out of the shooting box, that's great. That's awesome.
Yep.
So good luck to Janine. I hope she does well at market.
Yep. Okay, next, Brenda Gervais with Thy Needle and Thread. Now, you know, we all know who she is.
Yeah.
She's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 of them.
I think she's got, I don't think I sent you all of them because I thought you were, you know, I thought you'd say Vonna and stop. But,
and I would have. I would have.
Vonna, enough's enough. Brenda, in my estimation, Gary, which is not, you know, what does it mean? Nothing. But in my estimation, I don't think that there's a designer that I've seen body of work that has hit it out of the park as with as many designs as what Brenda Gervais has. Every one of them. There's not a one in that group that I wouldn't buy.
Okay.
I'm serious. She has done, and if you look at this and being a cross stitcher, knowing how much time, you know, I've tried to design things on my own. It takes a lot of time. So if you think about the sheer amount of hours that she has spent developing these, even if it was just 6 designs, I think it's more than that. But if it's just 6 designs, think about the sheer amount of work that it takes that she, no, it's okay. So here it's 4, 8, 9, 10, 10 designs. She's got 10 offerings. Think about that. How much time it's taken her to design them. Then I think she stitches the majority of all hers herself too. And I know she finishes them all herself. They are all phenomenal. She's got a beautiful one of her trays. She makes these box tray things with, you know, like smalls that go on the inside of them. It's called to quote Shakespeare. That one is fabulous. There's a nice one called Forever and Ever, a celebration of love. And when I saw that, that could be an anniversary sampler. And I'm getting ready to celebrate my 25th wedding anniversary in a couple of years. And that's what I've got that one marked for. I'm going to get that forever and ever, and that's going to be mine and Keith's 25th wedding anniversary sampler, because it's just a simple sampler with a red house and a bird and an urn of flowers, but it says in my heart forever and ever, and then you can put a date there. Isn't that just make your heart melt when I tell you that story? That's going to be my anniversary sampler.
Vonna, my heart is warm right now.
I know the puddle at your feet.
Oh, yeah.
And
I am touched.
And then it's beyond words.
What is Keith's favorite beer? 25 years. I need to buy that man a couple cases. What's his?
Anything that he can chew. He likes that chewy. That what is that called? Stout.
That stuff. That mud.
He drinks stuff that you can drink. You can chew. That's what he likes.
The man needs a gift.
You know, he really doesn't. he really doesn't drink that much anymore. We're kind of fuddy duddies. Coffee is about the strongest we get anymore.
Yeah.
But anyways, and then on Brenda Gervais, the Mrs. Bunny tail, that shaped stand-up finish that she has, that is so cute. I want that one too. I'm telling you, Brenda Gervais has really knocked it out of the park. Just really, honestly.
I think Keith just took your purse and just drove off down the road. Yeah, I think that's what happened just now. Yeah. You'll never see it again.
He is very, I'm going to have to go see if my purse is gone after, because I have been talking about, I've been showing him all these pictures at night when I see new sneak peeks or something. I go, oh, look at this. And I was showing him all of Brenda's releases, and he goes, those are pretty cute. And then he even, I tell you what, he's pretty slick, because he goes, we have something that looks similar to this one right here.
He's on to you.
We have some. the prairie. It's the prairie house sampler.
Just a moment while I applaud him. Let me just applaud him. Outstanding. We have something like that already.
Yeah. Because he said, it was the prairie house sampler, and it's the house on that sampler was on a Nashville. It's the same house, and it's on the Weavers. I stitched it. I did. And he recognized the house. It was like a Sesame Street game. One of these things is not like the other. And he picked it out.
Yep.
He knew which one it was. And I didn't recognize that until he pointed it out. But it is. The house is a house that's on one of her samplers that she probably released like 2 or 3 years ago. But Brenda Gervais, what an awesome. Every one of them is awesome. Awesome. I can't say enough about it.
Okay, moving on, or we'll never get through any of these.
Yeah, moving on.
All right, let's see here. We got Kathy Haberman. Is it Haberman?
Yeah.
Hands-on Designs. Now, she's got...
I've heard Haberman and Haberman, but, you know, whatever. I call her Kathy Haberman. I don't know how you say it. Hands-on Design. Do you know about her, Gary?
No.
Okay, she used to be a shop owner and a finisher. So she owned a shop and she finished for her clients.
Oh.
So she was first the finisher. I admire her greatly just for that. And her finishing is wonderful. And that's what I believe. She's one of those designers that, you know, each one of her items are unique and different because it's because of her finishing.
Yeah.
It's her, you know, her finishing is just wonderful. So she has a Scary Apothecary. I don't think I sent a picture of that.
That's the group. That's the one that stands out for me is, and I don't even do Halloween. I could care less about Halloween, but those three, Scary Apothecary, those were the standouts for me. Yeah,
and I love that one. And then the one that got me, there's two of them that got me, and it was just the...
You do realize at this point that for you to say the one that got me is getting extremely repetitive?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just so you realize that.
Yeah, the one, and remember that I have a needlework shop in my basement, essentially. I could stitch for the rest of my life and never stitch everything that I've got. But... there's two of hers that just made me, well, one I spit out loud. It probably wasn't anything reason. It was the need more life needs more chocolate bunnies, I believe is what the name are.
Yeah.
There's, life needs more chocolate bunnies. And the reason I laughed at that is because I kept on thinking of Saturday Night Live skit with Will Ferrell when it was Need More Cowbell. You guys got to look that up and watch that skit. Anyways, the Life Needs More Chocolate Bunnies I thought was cute. I thought her finish on that was darling. And the other one was the flamingos. You had me at flamingos. I love that whole, the little pillow, the flamingos that she designed on there. Kathy, in my estimation, is the only one in the industry that can do lettering as good as she's the only person. Her lettering and her designs take it up, just put her in a different level, along with her finishing. Her finishing is just phenomenal. So
yeah, she
Kathy
has
Haberman.
A yeah, she has a real nice touch with lettering. It really, a good sense of that. Yeah,
I mean, and that's hard. You know what I mean? To get it to look the way she, because I tried to do something just for my initials and it took me like hours. And then I finally never had anything useful. I mean, that I could even use. Uh-huh. So it's great. She did awesome. I hope she does good she'll do good. She's really popular. She's just rising in fame all the time. So she really did outstanding job too for market and just lots of work. So good for her.
Karen Kluba, Rosewood Manor.
Okay, now that was your choice.
That was. This is my one contribution to the cause here. Yes. Such an effort I made. No, actually, paying job. But Karen is, of this style, she is absolutely my favorite. She has such a way with this Quaker style thing. I really just enjoy all of her. I've got two or three of her charts. I really need to stitch one. But just the Flowers of the Seasons is the one that that really stood out for me in this group. These four panels that you can do separate or together. I just really, I really like what she does with color and with design, and they're full. You know, they're full.
Yes.
Pieces, and but I just really think she has a nice knack for making those things all come together. It really.
Yes, she is one of those timeless designers that has she has had a. enormous, prolific amount of work.
Yeah.
And all of them are standalone. I mean, just phenomenal standalone pieces that will be, they're timeless and they're classic. And she does, yes, I agree with you. She has phenomenal releases this year. And then even her back years and years and years pieces, stunning. Stunning work. And I have two kitted that I fell in love with and never have done a did darn thing for it. And when I was watching your slideshow last night in preparation for our talk today, you heard that Saint, what is it? A Friars Saint? There's a Friars one. That one is beautiful too.
Gray Friars so, sampler. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That one just, yes, she is a fabulous designer, yeah. And they're large pieces.
Oh yeah,
those are big pieces.
They all are. Yeah. Now that Gray Friars sampler, that has a feature on there that is right up your alley because mm-hmm. you can put the initials and the date on.
Mm-hmm.
So you could put that on first.
Yep.
Yeah,
and then never finish.
Right. So that's a feature that she has put in there. I bet she was thinking of you when she did that one.
I bet you that was right. She's going to buy that, put her initials on it, and then never finish it.
Never finish it. So there you go, right there.
Yep, there it is.
Thanks, Karen.
She did great. That I mean, that's beautiful. They're all beautiful. And that your flower was one. I remember that one, too. And that one was beautiful, too. So
yeah.
She does. She'll do good. She always does good, I think, at market.
I would think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed did a video last year with her. And her, oh, boy, she had all of her designs. And it was just like, all right, I'll stay here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of her Quaker ones. Like, I have Quaker, I can't remember the name of them, but I've got two of her Quaker ones. There's like a Quaker winter one and a Quaker. Right. All of those are beautiful. Every one of them.
The winter one.
Yeah, the winter one.
That's the one.
The winter one. Yes, it is. I agree with you. That is the one.
That's the one. So. Yep. All right, Teresa Kogut, Creative Whims. Yeah.
What do you want to say about her?
Well,
you like her too because we've talked about her.
Right. Yeah, because she is so versatile and she does so many things with punch needle and painting and then translating those paintings into designs and her designs.
Mm-hmm.
It's a unique style. Do we see that really anywhere? I mean, I just don't see anybody that has that style.
No, her style, I think it's folk art. I mean, it's very folk art. And I love her. I really do love her. Now, her cross stitches, though, are basically like a mini Haid because they're like full coverage, almost all of them. And but they are, there's a lot of stitching in her cross stitches. And I just finished one of her designs about a week ago. But I just did part of it because I want to finish it a different way. But her designs that she's taking to, I mean, she does, I mean, everyone, if you like punch needle, if you like this design that she's did in a painting, well, likely you'll be able to find it in punch needle or cross stitch.
And yeah.
You cannot see that in any other designer. And I think that's great because punch needle's kind of making a revival here in the minds and hearts of people. And there's, you know, that kind of went out of, you know, there's always been designers that did punch needle around. But it seems like there's a resurgence in them here recently. So
that's that magazine you write. You write for it, isn't that
Punch Needle and Primitive? Yeah, Primitive Stitching. Yeah. Yeah, and there's a lot of punch needle, but there's been, you know, like, oh gosh, I can't think of what her name is. She does, oh gosh, I can't think of it. But anyways, what is her name? Michelle Palmer. She is an artist.
Michelle
that
who?
Also can, Palmer, P-A-L-M-E-R. Okay. And she contributes to that magazine that I contribute to too as well. And her she's a painter and like an artist, like a just an artist.
Yeah.
And her
just an artist.
Well, I mean, well, I didn't mean like she does CrossFit or something like that, but she's taught herself to rug hook and to punch needle, and her punch needle looks like paintings or like watercolors.
Oh.
They're beautiful. Hmm. I mean, very intricate. And she, I mean, to think that she can get that kind of depth and movement and shading with DMC, because that's what she uses predominantly, maybe even solely DMC, and it's beautiful. So anyways, yeah. Teresa Kogut, though, going back to her, is she's the only one that does it in all those disciplines. And I find that's unique. And she's, I mean, she's really got a lot of work out there.
Yes. Yes, she does.
Because she just started in this needlework arena not too long ago.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I like her stuff. She, yeah, it turns out she lives just down the road from where I grew up in Michigan. Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep. So,
well,
so it's like like we're brother and sister just because of
that's
that.
That's right. You
know? Yeah. That's how that works. Yeah. Yeah. Or not. All right. Let's see. Diane Williams, Little House Needleworks.
Mm-hmm.
We have one home of the home of the Needleworker Squared. That's a nice touch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she she doesn't go to, so it's a Hoffman exclusive, and she does not travel to the market.
Okay.
She doesn't like to fly, or yeah, she doesn't like to fly. So she does. She's in it from Arizona. So she does not go to the needlework market, and it's a Hoffman exclusive. You know, I love Little House Needleworks, and Home of a Needleworker Squared. She's had three renditions of Home of a Needleworker, and this is a smaller rendition. And it, I guess from what I understand from my research, the three newest colors of Classic Colorworks will be inside, included in that that pattern.
Okay.
So
that's a nice little design.
Yeah, it's a cute design.
Then, of course, Paulette Stewart, Plum Street Samplers.
Yeah. Mm.
I think everybody looks for her designs every year.
Yeah, I always said that that Brenda Gervais hit it out of the park. I'm thinking that there's been two or three of them here. The designers that I really like and I really love and follow have hit it out of the park, and Paulette's one of them on here too. Wool and Flax and Company, that one is as darling as all get out. The Fox's Few, which is her next in the Animal Stack series, absolutely cute as a button. There's a house one that's a gentleman's house. I don't know that I sent you that picture, but that one's really, I mean, it's just Paulette. What is it about Paulette? What appeals to me about Paulette is the whimsy and wit.
Yes.
Yet almost collegiate in subject matter in her designs.
Yep.
I love that.
Yeah.
And there's nobody that looks like her either.
No. Very distinctive every time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very.
Whimsy, wit, and but yet smart. See, that's where I always get kind of stuck on stuff because I'm not that smart.
Oh, that's the one of the three. That's where you come up short. Okay.
I was afraid
to suggest one of the three, but okay. You got me off the hook.
Whimsy and wit. That's really what attracts me to Paulette's designs. It always has her it's witty and it's funny and you got to kind of be smart to kind of get the whole just behind it. I just love it. And she did really good. I just really love every one of her designs too. I'm just like digging myself in a bigger and bigger hole because I keep on thinking I'm not buying anything. I'm happy with what I have. I'm not happy with what I have, Gary. And I need everything that I've talked about today.
Let's see, digging yourself in a hole. No, Vanna, you are way down at the bottom of the biggest hole. Biggest hole. Yeah. Too late. Too late. Okay, Scarlet House, Tanya Brockmeyer. I like what she does.
I do too. In
general. She just has a nice touch. Yeah.
Yeah, I love her colors, how she does her colors. Her colors, she's kind of a primitive designer, but yet her colors are hard. I mean vibrant, whereas more primitive style designers choose a very much more muted color way. Yeah. I like that Tanya's colors are bright and bold and knocking the face. Her sewing tray, I can't think of what the name of it is. Eliza, isn't it Eliza something? I don't know. Anyways, the sewing tray, that's I think that was one of her schools, her school that she did at Gene Lee in the attic.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You mean the Julia Fletcher 1847, that one, yeah.
Yeah.
See, for me, of the three, it's the Berry Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I like that one too.
It's just simple and, yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like that one. And then the favorite, A Wonderful World, Our Wonderful Life, that one. Perfect World. The bottom with the black background.
And
that one has really got me too. But see, I don't have dogs, so I'd have to change that. The verse says, live in the world, whatever, with cats and deer, or dogs and deer. I'd have to change that to cats. And I'd have to change the dogs to cats.
Okay.
That
black band at the bottom, to me, I just pull that out.
Isn't that beautiful?
Just use that. Yeah. Yeah. Nice.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We got to trot along here. We're going to way out of time here. Shakespeare's Peddler, Teresa Vinette. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you say about that? Both of her reproduction, or she has one reproduction.
Two samplers.
One's a reproduction. The other one's an original. Yep. A Savior's Praise, or one on my list. If I'm going to get a sampler, I'm getting that one.
Yes. That would be my favorite too, The Savior's Praise.
It's beautiful.
Yes. Yep.
Beautiful.
Well done. Yep.
Yes.
Really
Bravo.
Nice. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to keep moving here, Vanna.
Okay. Go.
Okay. I'm going as soon as my slideshow behaves. Who is that? Oh, no. Oh, here it is. Freaking out. Slideshow not cooperating.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. What's next?
That
couldn't have been it. I think that was it. How did we do that?
Is it?
That
really?
Was it. That's why mine won't go to the next one, because we did them all. Look at us.
We did them all. We are good.
We're so wrapped up in what we're doing, we didn't realize we got to the end. That's either talent or really pathetic. That was it.
I can't hardly believe that's all of them.
We did. We talked about every single one of them.
Boy, we did too.
Look at us.
Wow.
We should have picked out more.
I can't believe we got done with them that fast.
I didn't think we'd get half of them done.
No, me either.
Well, there we have it, right there. You should have picked out more. See, we're dumping this on you. Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, that's it. By golly. I'm kind of like flummoxed here.
Mm-hmm. Flummoxed. Well, it was good. They're all good.
Yeah.
I can't think of anybody. I mean, really, honestly, I can't think of anybody else that I would want to talk about.
All right. So, okay. So there were 52 slides. 52 and
slides.
So if I take out the title slides, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, then that gets us down to 41 designs that I need to get for you when I go.
41 designs.
Because every single one of them was, yeah, you had to have 41 designs. I got to pick up for you. Okay. All right.
41. Okay.
All right. I'll put the order in.
Yep. All right.
Yeah. I'll pick them up and then you figure out how to pay since you no longer have a purse.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's too bad too.
Oh, it would be that's when my wit and whimsy comes in. That's how I'll pay, with my wit and whimsy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
the
geez.
Wit and whimsy. Yeah. Okay. Once again, leaving off the smart. yes. Okay. Well, that's good. By golly. I'm kind of surprised. I did not think we had a prayer getting through these, but we did. Yay.
Yeah, we got through them. Yeah.
So, all right. So next week, this coming weekend and next week, then videos, podcasts, I'll do everything I can, within what I have. And definitely try to, what I'll do is go to visit these people and get up close so you can see up close what each of these looks like. You know, I'm just kind of rifling back through this, mm-hmm. and it really is hitting me, the hands-on design, the lettering, the what she does with the letters.
Isn't that something?
It really just stands out. That's really nice.
And there is no one else that does that. No one does it as well as she does it.
That's just really nice. Yep. Okay. 41 for Vanna. Marking this down. All right. That's going to be it. Thanks, Vanna.
Thanks, Gary.
That was fun.
I always have a good time with you.
Same here. All right. Thanks for listening. Oh, in addition to all of the things, Mary Corbett on Sunday.
Mm.
The Mary Corbett with one T on Sunday.
Awesome.
Now, I haven't recorded it yet. I have no idea what we're going to talk about, but I have a sense it'll be something about embroidery.
I bet that would be one of the subjects.
I think that's how it'll be. Yeah. So always fun to talk with her. So, yep, there we have it. Okay, that's it. Thanks, Vanna.
Thanks, Gary. Bye.
Thanks for listening.